Hello, this is Jack Llewellyn, and for all Chamber of Commerce information, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. I'm here with Bob Tom from Craigers. How are you, sir?
Good, sir. How are you today?
Well, we both got the sirs out of the way.
Yes, sir. I'm not done with the sir. I might call you sir a few times.
Well, you are military, right?
Former Marine, yes.
Former Marine, yes. And thank you for your service, as they say.
Absolutely.
You've kind of got the Marine haircut going again. Because I've known you 25 plus years. Who knows? A long time.
It's got to be close to 30 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's back when I had hair, and yours wasn't gray.
Right.
Because I ran into you, I think it was over at Albertson's one day, you and Bo. Yeah. And I think I even said, oh, that looks like Bo. And he didn't recognize you because you had your hat on, hair was longer.
It was quite a bit longer. I must say, thanks for mentioning the gray hair, but I think you outdo me in the gray area, buddy.
Well, gray area as well as no hair area.
Yeah.
You know, I got the solar dome on top.
Yeah, at least I can prove that I can grow hair.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I can too. It's just not on top of my head. That's that old dad thing.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and you've got Bo in the studios with us.
Yeah,
Bo, mascot.
He goes with me everywhere.
He does.
If you come into the store, you know, Craigers Ace Hardware, you know who Bo is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. He's our store manager. He runs the place.
He does. He's got, you know, a lot of times has his little scarf on.
Yeah.
And then
he's got his Ace uniform that he wears.
Yeah.
You know, I had a lady at the store make that for him because everybody thought he was just a lost dog. Because he would just sit. One of his favorite places to sit is right outside the door, especially in the afternoons when the sun hits on the sidewalk. So he'll sit out there and he looks. He has a kind of a pathetic look on his face. So he looks like he's lost.
Yeah, a little wiry look and a little hair.
But then they see the little Ace uniform.
Sure.
Okay.
Aw. Yeah, he sees somebody walking into the station. He's growling at him.
He's protecting us right now.
Oh, that's funny.
That's what he does.
Well, he definitely is the manager, and everybody knows Bo, and you even post on your, I think, Facebook, and as well as Craigers, where's Bo?
Where's Bo?
I always zoom in on those pictures, and, you know, I find him eventually.
Yeah. It helps to have a computer screen.
Yeah, well.
Not just on your cell phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, and Craigers, you've been down there how many years?
It'll be 30 in November.
Okay, 30 in November, and Craigers has been in Durango
102 years this year.
Wow, you know, and the Chamber's been around, like 105, you know, so kind of same longevity, so to speak. Yeah. And I have to tell you, you guys are known for your customer service. It is amazing. When I go in to Craigers in the Town Plaza, it's like Eight Town Plaza. I've been doing commercials a long time for you guys, and over the years. But you walk in, and I know I'm going to find what I'm looking for, and I know the person will help me. You guys, you do this for every customer. Oh, you remember when I brought in some of the part of the irrigation pump, and you got out the biggest wrench I have ever seen. Put it in a vise. I'm trying to remember. I think we broke the vise trying to get that thing loose. And then it became a quest.
Yeah.
And your guy did it.
Yeah.
And
we got it done.
Yeah.
And we take pride in that, too. It's kind of a challenge.
Well, that particular project was.
Yeah.
And plumbing, too. I mean, I've walked in and said, all right, here's what I'm needing to do. And the person said, well, here, this is, you know, kind of pointed me to the, and I said, I have no idea how to do it. And the person that helped me actually assembled the five faucet spigot coming off of a T, off of my pump, and then said, all right, now you got to glue it all together, but just take it apart, you know, and it was awesome. So thank you guys for what you do.
Well, we really enjoy projects like that. We're all a bunch of hardware nerds. And
yeah?
Yeah. And, you know, when it comes to helping folks, that's really our main goal. If we can make somebody happier when they leave than when they came in, we've done our job.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you guys have, all right, so I'm going to kind of see what you got from electrical to paint to plumbing. to outdoor. I love the back section, you know, where you just kind of love wandering around there because it's just going and finding things I didn't know I needed.
Yeah.
You know, and then housewares.
Housewares.
I mean, you even got locally made products in the store.
Yes.
You got it all.
We got a local section. You know?
Yeah.
And if you have product out there that you make locally here in Durango, man, we'd love to talk to you and have you take a look at bringing that into our store.
Oh, okay. So if there's a manufacturer of something, then come on down and talk to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Bo.
Yeah. You got to get through Bo first.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
He screens all my calls.
and screens your calls. Now I know going on right now at Krager's, you have the bucket. Buy a bucket for $5.
Well, right now, this is our fundraiser that we do every year for Children's Miracle Network. CMN Hospital is actually down in Albuquerque. Uh-huh. However, there's been hundreds of kids from La Plata County that have been helped at that hospital.
Right.
If they can't afford medical treatment and whatnot, CMN will take care of them. So we make it a point to raise money for them every year. And, mm-hmm. and what we do is we're not only doing a roundup right now, which is going on, but starting on Friday, we have our bucket sale. So mm-hmm. if you donate $5, you get a 5-gallon bucket.
Okay.
And you take that 5-gallon bucket and anything that fits in there, mm-hmm. right, is 20% off.
Right.
So it's a win-win.
And we are pre-recording this, so I want to tell people that, you know, so when you say Friday, it's going on right now.
Yes. Right. Yeah. It is going on right now.
Right, because the pre-recording of the show. So for $5, you get 20% off anything that fits in the bucket.
Correct.
Now.
And we're pretty liberal about that.
Yeah, okay. So
if you have, you know, say 500 items, they don't all have to fit in the bucket at the same time.
Can a 5-gallon bucket or of paint count?
Absolutely. A gallon of paint, sure.
A gallon?
That fits.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I was thinking 5-gallon and the 5-gallon.
Well, yeah, I suppose if we're going to be liberal about this, if you have a shovel, for example, if the business end fits in the bucket,
right,
you get 20% off of that.
Really?
Now, there are things like a Weber barbecue.
That won't fit.
That will not fit in a bucket.
Right. But the spices would.
The spices would. The sauces.
Cover and all
of
that.
A lot of covers would. Sure. Any of those accessories that will fit in that bucket.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then when you get to the register, you can also round up.
You can round up to the nearest dollar, or you can donate more if you feel if you feel the need.
Wow.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, and I like how you mentioned, you know, because of the hospitals down in Albuquerque, but again, you know, hundreds of kids from La Plata County have gone down to that hospital.
That is our local hospital down in Albuquerque.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, with the hours, so your hours are
8 o'clock a.m. until 6:30 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Okay.
8 a.m. until 6 p.m. Saturday, and then 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sundays.
Awesome. So, definitely I've hit your store many, many times early in the morning, and then I've also come running in. I think I've even texted you, what time do you close?
That pretty much is a daily thing.
There's
as soon as we open those doors, we got usually have, you know, several people waiting to get in,
right.
And then at closing time, we get that little rush right at the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But we, you know, we make sure you get what you need before we turn the lights
off.
Toss
me out.
Yeah.
So I have to ask, did I see snow shovels? Because winter will be here, and it's always amazing to me.
Oh, bite your tongue.
Yeah, well, it will get here eventually.
Eventually.
You know, and, you know, getting ready and gearing up for the winter, and, you know, from tarps to snow shovels to all the different things, heat tape, all of that.
Well, you may have seen a snow shovel or two as we're transporting them for storage, but we don't have them actually out yet. But I will recommend that if you have a snowblower, it's probably a good time now to bring it in to be serviced.
Oh, that's right.
So that it's ready to go. Because we do have a full service department.
Okay.
We can do a tune-up on it, replace belts, plugs, you know, anything that, anything it needs. Our mechanic will is amazing.
Yeah.
And he works very, very quickly, and he'll do his best to get that back to you as quick as possible.
Now, what if I have a snowblower? Okay, I've got a Craftsman snowblower.
Okay.
I purchased at Sears down at the mall when it
now,
was
open. Now,
why
would you go down to Sears to buy a snowblower?
Yeah, well, you know, they're out of business now. You're not.
Come on, Jack.
I know. You guys were out of them when I bought. It was one of those winters.
It was one of those winters.
It was one of those winters.
I remember.
I went to you guys first, and it was, I look local first, as they say.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you didn't have them, so I was, and I think I got like the last one that they had. But that being said, will you service something that I did not purchase?
Absolutely. Oh. If it's a you know, a common motor, which I think Craftsmen usually have the Briggs and Stratton.
Right.
Sometimes they have Tecumseh motors on them, but the Briggs and Stratton is 90% of them.
Okay.
We can get parts for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I did buy my chainsaw, steel chainsaw, from you folks.
And we appreciate that very
much. Well, I bought a lot of product services over the years. And, like, with the chainsaw, another opportunity, you know, I came in, I was like, the chain came off, and I know it needs sharpened, I know it needs tuned up, and blah, blah, blah. And you guys, you know, did all that.
Well, we have, we are a steel warranty service center, and we've been a steel dealer since I think it was 1978.
Mm-hmm.
One of the definitely the first in the Four Corners, but one of the first in Colorado. But yeah, we have again our mechanic Will. He is gold certified in mechanics on steel, and we have lots of parts in stock. And if we don't have them in stock, you can order them. So if you have any issues with that, we can definitely service your machine. And we take care of all warranty issues as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at my timing here. We got about 3 minutes before we're done here. But with that, in this break. But so what have I forgot to ask you? I'm just sitting here going, walking through your store, my mental brain. You know, the bolts. I mean, I love walking in and going, I need this, and you guys find it. You know, I mean, it's just the customer service. Is amazing. Now, I know what I was going to ask you. Now, if you may not have it in the store, you can probably order it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we can definitely, I can order anything.
Okay.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You know, if you want a set of tires for your truck, I can order them.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you, but I can do it.
You
and
can
I'd
do
be,
it.
I'd be happy to help you with that.
And that's part of the whole network that you're part of with Ace.
Yes. Yes, Ace is, we're a co-op, and so we're all privately owned and operated.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is we get you know, all of the buying power of all the 5,000-plus stores across the United States and the world. It helps us to compete with those big boxes down the street.
Those other guys, yeah.
Those other guys. And so we have a huge selection of product in our store, but we also have a huge selection of product that we can order and get very quickly because we get two trucks a week from Ace.
Yeah.
So anything that we order from Ace, we can get fairly quickly.
Oh, interesting. So always come in and, you know, if you don't see it on the shelf, find one of the wonderful customer service relation people at Kregger's and
we'd be happy to help you. And not only that, Ace has made it pretty easy to order things online now too.
Mm-hmm.
And whether we have it in stock or not, you know, we get an order in the store that comes through online and we will pull the product off the shelf if we have it. If we don't have it, then we'll say we don't have it, and then it automatically gets ordered in for you. So that's another convenient way. You can sit in your pajamas at night while watching TV and order your hardware.
And just sit there and, you know, keep going through the list and, pick what you need.
That's right.
And then even have it, you know, delivered to the store and convenient pull up. And, you know, I know I see you guys even, I've watched you bring things out to a elderly person one time that pulled up and loaded up. And
we have curbside service, absolutely.
Curbside service, that's what I'm looking for.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we deliver.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Yep. If you buy a barbecue from us with free assembly and we do free delivery in town.
Huh.
If you go a little bit further out, then it might cost you a little bit, but you get a discount on that delivery.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, I remember one time I pulled up and I bought a porch swing or something. It was already assembled, and I happened to be driving my old Chevy truck that day.
Ah.
And you guys loaded it in the back.
Yes, we did.
You did.
Yes, we did.
And I had fun unloading, but, you know, you did offer to come with me.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, so website?
www.kregers.com or www.acehardware.com.
Right.
Either one, you'll find us.
Right. And I always say it is Krager's.
Yep.
Not Kroger's.
It's Krager's. It's a German thing.
It's a Krager. It's a German.
There's an extra O in there, even though we're right next to City Market, which is owned by Kroger.
Yeah.
We're still Krager.
And it used to be Kruger that owned it.
It used to be Kruger that owned it. It was really confusing.
I am very confused. All I know is I'm going to walk in and ask for Bo.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's sleeping on the floor in the studios.
Right.
All right. Check it all out at Krager's, number 8 Town Plaza here in Durango. Back in a bit.